May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. I think you will all agree with me, like today morning, that there is more than one way of looking at the same thing. The other day, I read a great quote concerning this. The quote was from Abraham Lincoln. I think you all are familiar with him. He said, "We can complain because roses have thorns, or we can rejoice because thorn bushes do happen to have roses." So isn't it interesting that there are different ways of looking at something simple as roses? And in the light of this quote, and of course as it is Pledge Sunday, I want to speak to you about the different ways we can look at money and our wealth. To start off, I will tell you a few things about my experience, and I assume that it is not that different from yours. I have been coming to church all my life, and I have heard several sermons on the topic of money, not just at St. Ursula's, but also in many other churches. And what I have come to notice is that when we look at money in church, there is often a certain negativity attached to it. Sometimes very subtle, but still negative. And though many statements might be true in a very general sense, it is often not the way, at least I feel, about money. Let me clarify. Like many of you, I'm not a professional in Christian ministry. I work as a senior business analyst at SBB. It's an IT job, and from Monday to Friday, I go to work, just like many of you. And I love my job, and I think I'm doing something worthwhile, and I feel a great sense of fulfillment when I go home in the evening. But I would be really lying. I would be lying if I said that I just go to work to feel fulfilled. I don't think I would work for too long if at the end of the month I wouldn't see any difference in my bank account. So the bottom line is, I'm proud of my work and I'm very happy that I have a work or a job, but I'm also very happy to get paid for it. And I guess most of you will feel the same. Money is important. We cannot deny that. And in that sense, money is something positive because it enables us to provide and care for the people and the things God has given us in our life. And so these are just two ways of looking at money. There are dangers to it when we use it to do harm, and it is, of course, dangerous if we worship it, but it is also helpful if we use it for the well of people. But then when we take a look at the gospel reading for today, we discover that there is yet another way of looking at money. Today, we heard the parable about the Pharisee and the tax collector, very short passage of about 5 verses. Most notably, we are told in the beginning itself what kind of audience Jesus is addressing. Jesus was speaking to people who were sure of their own righteousness, of their own goodness, and as a result, despised everybody else. And the parable unfolds like this. A Pharisee, religious leader of the day, and a tax collector go to the temple to pray, and they happen to stand next to each other. And it doesn't take us too long before we realize that the Pharisee is actually not praying to God, but praising himself. He says that he is not greedy, he is not dishonest, and not an adulterer. And probably he is right. But then he compares himself to everybody else and says that everybody else is greedy, dishonest, and having affairs. And he points out that everybody else would fade in comparison to him because he fasts twice a week and gives a tenth of his entire income. Perhaps this is just the place we should stop for a second. We should stop just right here because this is probably the first time we should feel convicted when reading this parable. Why? Because we often get stuck with the nitty-gritties of giving, isn't it? We wonder, should we tithe net or gross, adjusted growth, just salary or also benefits, cash income or investments? And yes, what about extra giving? And what if we really wanted to give more but feel we are tapped out? Well, the Bible remains quite silent on such questions. But luckily, the Pharisee had figured it all out. He found an answer to himself, and he thought that he would give just 10% of his entire income, and he felt quite proud about it. He was very happy he could help, and he felt a great satisfaction about it. 10% sounded very impressive to him and also to the people around him. To be frank, it even sounds impressive to me because I'm not sure I can keep up with him. But in the parable, God was not impressed with him at all, because right beside this guy, who instead of praying, keeps blabbering about the smart system he is following, stands this other man, tax collector, an ordinary guy, who is not even looking up to God. He is looking down, beating his breast, fully aware that he is not good enough. Now, we don't know why the tax collector felt that way. We don't know whether the tax collector fasted, and we don't know whether he gave 10% or 1% of his entire income. All we know about him is the prayer. He said, "God, have pity on me, a sinner." What a beautiful prayer. God, have pity on me, a sinner. He says it in a manner that is heartbreaking, and he says it as if he is not a sinner, but the worst sinner of all. And we are told that it is the tax collector and not the Pharisee who was in the right with God when he went home. Isn't this striking? Isn't it striking? God doesn't need our money. He doesn't need 10% or 20% of our income. He doesn't need our fasting, and he certainly doesn't need our pledge. No. No, God even doesn't need long and eloquent prayers like the Pharisee prayed, because he is not after our money. And he is not after our empty words. God is after our hearts. So those who realize that they still need God's pity, no matter how much they grow, those are the ones who are right with God. This is the beautiful lesson which is preserved for us in this parable. So what is it that we need to consider today, or even in the coming days, as we make up our mind on if and how much we want to pledge for St. Ursula's? What is Pledge Sunday actually all about? Is it about how much we enjoy the services at St. Ursula's, or about how much we need to give a certain amount to be right with God? I don't think so. I think Pledge Sunday is about an acknowledgement. It's an acknowledgement on our part that we need God more than he needs us. And we acknowledge that no matter how generous we are, we will never measure up to his love and generosity which we experience every single day of our life. We are wrong if we think that Pledge Sunday is about finding funds for St. Ursula's annual operating budget, or about being charitable and helping some poor people in distant countries. No. Pledge Sunday is about our life being changed. Our life is being changed as we experience great joy in giving while being reminded of God's generosity. This is what Pledge Sunday is all about. And so to wrap it up, we can look at money and see the dangers and prosperity, or we can look at money and be reminded that the greatest change our wealth achieves is when we come to God heartbroken and go away justified and blessed, just like the tax collector. And so, as you submit to God all that you are and all that you possess, do call to mind his great promise of reward. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, the Lord Almighty says, "Test me in this and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it." Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts.